house. What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 60 of the Sneaks and Stats podcast. I am the Statty Daddy.
I am Sneaker Peter.
That's my name. SP on your chest?
Yeah, that was, yes.
Yes. Do not forget to drop a like on this video on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well. Thank you very much. Also, don't forget, we're on Instagram. We are on TikTok. We are on Threads. We are on X. And you can listen to the podcast, in case you can't watch us with your peepers, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
Yes. Everything.
Everything. We used to be on Google Podcasts and SoundCloud, but SoundCloud changed their rules. So it used to be you could have 3 files, mm-hmm. and now you can only have 3 hours of music up on the free version.
Yeah.
So our podcasts are too long.
Yes.
But, if, you know, it'll work out. And then Google Podcasts doesn't exist anymore, so.
Yeah. So if you're on SoundCloud, we're very sorry. But please try to switch over to another platform. If
you free can. Free on YouTube.
Yes.
Free on everything.
Free on YouTube. That's right. Yeah.
Free on Spotify.
I'm sure you have
Spotify
some other,
free.
Yeah, I'm sure you have some other music.
You don't have to pay to use this. To use us. Listen to us.
Listen and use us, maybe. Party Corner.
Hey, you know what's up, Party Corner.
I was at the Kings game.
Yeah, go night. Kings, go.
Kings, they played the Washington Capitals, who are the best team in hockey.
Alex right? Ovechkin, maybe.
Probably the GOAT.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, well, maybe. Some of the other stats, Gretzky is like, you can't, you're not even going to touch him. But he didn't surpass him in all-time
goals. Just yet.
Yeah,
he's almost there.
But he probably will. About
he's going to hit
the
it.
End of the season, yeah.
Yeah. Why I bring this up is, I always get really excited when I'm at a sports event.
It's the best.
Right? And I wanted to ask you, when they're doing the national anthem, do you pretend like you're on the court, like when you're there too?
I never have.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I brought it up. I brought it up because I just wanted, you know, I thought it was a thing. I don't.
My friend
it.
Told me he did.
I don't do it, but
that's cool though. That's
because when I'm at a sporting event, I'm like, okay, I'm never gonna be a professional athlete.
You're like,
right?
Well, you could be you could be professional athlete adjacent because, as you told me, the Sparks are holding tryouts for male practice players.
I could technically be a Spark.
We are both males.
A Spark.
And we are both players.
That's right. And I can rebound. I can hella rebound a ball. You know what I mean? And
5'7" over here. Yeah, okay.
I can do that. You know what I mean?
Chest Rikia. Pass.
Right? But yeah, they
and
are holding.
For, and then for Cameron. Cameron.
Cameron. Shoot it up there. This is getting crazy. I wouldn't do that. But speaking of the Sparks, pretty much a new look team, right?
Very new look. Kelsey Plum. Well, besides Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson, but well, is De'Erica Hamby? She got traded in the Kelsey Plum deal, I think.
She did.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad because we liked her a lot.
Yeah.
We spoke about her.
Yeah. But I mean,
needed
Kelsey Plum.
Yeah. You're getting a star back.
Yes.
So
a legit star.
And then a healthy young core. So.
Yeah.
Except maybe we'll go to a game. You got the hoodie on.
I would love to go to a game. Yeah, I got the hoodie. Yeah, I'd love to go to a game.
You know, so yeah, I would make some content over there. That'd be cool. But let's head over to the other side of sports, the Ben.
Hot topics. They're toasty, especially over this rainy few days in LA. Keep me toasty with the hot topics.
Speaking of rain, this gentleman, does he make it rain? Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
You know who I'm talking about.
Lou Williams at the club. Oh,
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou. Stephen Curry.
That guy, dude. We just said right before the camera turned on, you told me his statistics. What?
Let's get into it. So
let us know.
He just, if you guys are out of the loop, he just hit 4,000 threes.
Yeah.
He broke the record for the most threes in a career a long time ago. I don't remember now. 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
I'll have to double check that. So 4,000 is pretty insane.
Wild.
And so to put it in perspective, you know, Steph had a few years where he didn't play most of the season. His third year, mm-hmm. and then
mostly in the beginning.
There was 2021, 2020, 2021. I think that mm-hmm. season the Warriors were pretty bad, but he also was hurt and didn't play. So there's been a few years where he hasn't really played. So yeah. James Harden has played, same draft class, has mm-hmm. played 122 more regular season games than Steph. He is second all time in three pointers behind Crazy. Steph, and he has 3,127. So he's over 800 behind Steph, and Steph has played 120. He's played a whole season less than Harden, a season and a half.
He has
to
maybe,
put that in perspective.
How many players' careers combined more threes than Harden?
Oh,
it's insane, right?
Yeah. It shows
the volume.
As you mentioned, Larry Bird, who, you know, one of the first guys to really be consistent from three-point land, mm-hmm. he has like 640 career three-pointers. So even if you combine Larry and Harden, it's still not Steph.
Not almost there, yeah.
I thought this was kind of interesting going back to like him being injured. If four active players in the NBA right now, through the first five seasons of their career, Steph only has the seventh most threes. So that's how good he's been from his fifth year on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Really, his fourth year is when he started to become the Steph we all know.
The light-skinned man.
Yes, the inspirational man.
Yeah.
Through his fourth year through his ninth year, he made 1,757 threes in 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
So that's over 300 a season, mm-hmm. like over 400 a season pretty handily.
Wild.
Or no, not 400, over 300.
Yeah.
But pretty close to 400. Yeah, it's pretty nuts what he's been able to do. And just looking at it, given that Harden, I mean, everyone's shooting more threes now. The top five are all active players except for Ray Allen.
Yeah.
It's Steph, Harden, Dame.
KD?
And no. Who's third? Or fifth.
Ooh, good time to guess. Kyle Korver. No.
No, it's an active player.
Oh, active player?
So it's Steph, Harden, Ray Allen, Dame.
Patty Mills? Eric Gordon? No.
Clay. Duh.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Feel dumb after that.
And then beyond that, for active players in the top 20,
yeah,
Eric Gordon is 17. Buddy Hield is 16, who can really lace it.
Mm-hmm.
KD's 14th. Kyle Lowry is 13th, which is weird that he has more threes than KD.
He's been playing for a long time.
Paul George is 9th. He's top 10 all time.
9th?
Yeah, and then LeBron is 7th. So, you know.
Playing a long time.
I think the top 10 very soon will become all players that are active at the time of this recording, probably in the next handful of years. But 4,000, to break that threshold, mm-hmm. you got to be... I don't know. That's going to be a record, I think, that will stand for a long, long time. I think that's going to be...
With, what's Stockton's?
Stockton's assist is over 15,000. His steals are like 12,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or something ridiculous. Probably not 12,000, but...
I would even put LeBron's points up there now. Good luck reaching that, I
think. Yeah, reaching 40,000 points is going to be really hard. But I do think Steph's 4,000 is like...
Yeah, that's tough.
That's approaching another level.
You would have to have the free reign to shoot that shot like him. And I don't see anybody shooting it like that. Trae Young maybe, but in volume. But will he make as many? I don't see it happening. You know what I mean?
No, he definitely won't make as many. And just to correct myself, Stockton has 15,800 assists.
Mm-hmm.
CP3 is next closest with 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stockton has 3,200 steals. And again, CP3 is the next closest with 2,700. So way, way behind.
Insane.
Two records that maybe won't be broken.
You probably won't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the pioneer of that change in the NBA, right? A lot of three-point shooting. I think the Celtics are the team in the NBA right now who shoots the most three-pointers.
Yeah.
And we're far into this new age, right? Started with that Warriors big three with Draymond, Klay, and Steph when, you know, they started getting going and getting their little dynasty going. Steph has started all that. You know, he changed the game. So.
Yeah, he changed it. Some people, you know, so every once in a while, I don't think anyone blames Steph anymore, but you'll see people that are like, oh, he ruined the game because now kids just want to pull up and shoot threes and,
right.
and don't want to play fundamentals. But if you really watch Steph Curry, if you don't watch the highlights only, he's playing fundamentally sound basketball.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that his shooting ability and Steve Kerr's motion offense just paired perfectly and created this sensation of like you have to take threes. And
yeah.
finally the NBA realized after what they were doing that, oh, three is more than two. So mm-hmm. the three is part of the game and it's not going anywhere. But and Steph definitely changed the game, like you said. But I would definitely like to caution people that would say he ruined it.
Yeah, right. You know, shout out Steph.
Yes, congratulations.
I sent you a picture of his whiskey. They aged it 4,000 days, which was pretty cool. And you didn't know he had a whiskey, right?
I did not. I'm holding out for the next batch that's going to be aged 5,000 days.
Wow, he's going to get to 5,000 threes?
I mean...
Great. He could, actually.
He could. You never know.
Yeah. Let's get into maybe some injuries. De'Aaron Fox will be shut down for the rest of the season for a surgery he's having on his pinky. So he's joining Wemby and who's the other guy on the Spurs that's injured? I forgot who it was. Or was it just Wemby?
Is it the point guard? I can't think of his name.
I forgot who it was. But basically just... Spurs
are done.
Full tank mode.
Yes.
Which will they'll probably be going for some type of lottery spot. And I also wanted to talk about the Lakers at the moment. They have about 5 or 6 guys out. LeBron, Luka tonight, which is a couple days removed from this episode. LeBron is expected out another week.
Yeah.
Where do you see them once the guys come back?
Luka's gotta play. I think he's kind of taking tonight off. Maybe he's been playing through injury, obviously, but without LeBron, it's like Reeves can't do it alone, especially with no center and no defense really, no interior defense. You know, Jackson Hayes is injured. The new guy, or the G League, the two-way player,
Jemison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's injured. Obviously, Alex Len is probably not going to be in the rotation after last night.
No.
I mean, maybe out of desperation, but he shouldn't be in the rotation. They're going to slip. I mean, the standings are just so tight that it's just going to be so hard for them to maintain. And, you know, they really needed it. They would like to make that push for home court advantage.
Right.
Right now, they're tied with the Rockets for fourth, but they have the tiebreaker, so that is what's edging them out. But, I mean, the Clippers are only 3.5 games behind. The Clippers are 5 games behind. The Wolves are 3.5 games behind. So the Lakers, if things don't go right and they can't correct once the injuries are done, they could very easily find themselves back in the play-in. So hopefully Luka can come back soon. Mm-hmm. LeBron, obviously, like you said, it's pretty well established that he's not going to play for at least a week. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just desperation mode. Hope that you get lucky. You find someone on an off night. You have guys on your team that are getting hot. But besides, like, Gabe Vincent, I don't really feel like they have a guy that can maybe get hot anymore, you know? Like, right. Christie could have been that guy.
Rui's still coming back.
Rui still needs to come back from injury. You know, in years past, you had, like, Lonnie Walker or someone that could catch fire kind of randomly, and I don't really feel like the Lakers have anyone like that right now. A lot of catch-and-shoot guys, not off-the-dribble guys. So hopefully AR can, you know, help right the ship as much as possible. But it's going to be really hard.
I have them not slipping past fourth.
Really? They're in fourth right now.
Once the guys come back, I find it hard to believe that they can't find that type of play that they were of game that they were playing these last 15 games or so when the guys come back. You know, Luka and LeBron obviously have chemistry that clicked right away.
Yeah.
the system that was put in place, offense and defense, that JJ is doing was good. I don't see it changing once they come back. Will they take time to gel again? Yeah. Hopefully we'll have enough games before the playoffs to be a little bit better. And I don't think they slide that much. So three games between six and seven are three games away from fourth and fifth, which is where we're at. Hopefully we don't slide three more games. But we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it's
the only thing I would say with that, you know, with six and seven being three games back, is that one of those teams is the Warriors, and they are
streaking
13-1 since Jimmy Butler joined the team. And you know, the Lakers' schedule is not the kindest. It's, I mean, tonight is really it's the last of the four game road trip. It's in Denver, so I feel like you can probably chalk that up as a loss.
That's a loss.
And then on yesterday, when this episode will have come out, they'll play the Suns in LA. You never know with the Suns. The Suns are pretty bad, so but can't really count out KD and Booker.
Yeah,
they can turn it on at a moment's notice. And then when this episode comes out that night, they will be playing the Spurs, and then the following Wednesday, the Nuggets again, and then the next day, the Bucks again. So
it's gonna be tough.
The Spurs is really the only team I see like an easy road to victory. Yeah. But even then, I think it will be, depending on who's playing. If Luka's playing, then makes it a lot easier. But if not, you just don't know.
The Lakers are in the middle of a 6-game and 8-day stretch.
With yeah, it's three been back-to-backs. Busy. It's been busy.
And of course, they're injured. So this is going to be a tough next couple weeks for them, for sure. So we'll see. I feel like the numbers will change rankings-wise in these next 2 weeks. You're going to see it. Where will it end ultimately? I'm not too sure. I mean, I like I said, I see them at four. If we can kind of ride the ship a little bit till the guys come back, like LeBron. Speaking of LeBron, what's your take on this fight with Stephen A? Being a father.
Yeah. It kind of cuts both ways, you know? Yeah. I think LeBron, from all the reports, made it very clear that he wasn't doing this out of concern for his own basketball legacy or his own image. He was just trying to shield Bronny from the media as a dad. And obviously, I mean, that's what the reports say, or what he told Stephen A. What Stephen A. said he told him is that he's speaking to him as a father and not a player.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was wielding his power as LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Like, you should respect what I say. Obviously, Stephen A. has kind of taken that with mixed results. He was talking trash on
Kind of weird.
Gilbert, I think it was Gilbert Arenas' podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch Stephen A. So I don't actually know if he's done another segment on Bronny or anything. So I respect what LeBron did, but at the same time, you know, Bronny's in the pros now, and you know, you as LeBron, you bring this kind of spotlight to everyone that you play with.
Right.
So he's probably getting it more, you know, just because of all the talk about if he should even be in the league or not. Yeah. I think he's much more comfortable and playing better than he was at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. But he probably is a G League level player at the end of the day. I don't know. Stephen A's job is to stir up controversy, so he's going to milk this, I'm sure. And he claims, you know, it's like he's having beef with LeBron, or like he acts like he has real relationships with these players. Mm-hmm. I would wonder how much of those relationships are real, where they can talk outside of it being a story for Stephen A, but what do I know?
Yeah, he says he has conversations with them through text, right? Like certain players, D Wade, and certain players that are active and inactive. Stephen A has that new $100 million deal, which I expect him to say some more crazy stuff soon.
Yes.
With that deal in place and him being the real Sports Center ESPN guy now.
He's the guy.
Yeah. Is he considered basically a GOAT of stuff like that? Sure. I don't like the going after the father, the father LeBron, right? Like in how he's treating this as a dad. Should he be saying stuff like this? Sure. Another weird thing is, why are you saying this stuff on Gil's Arena? Like, you know, you're saying stuff that And then everyone's saying, why didn't you say that to his face then, right? Like, it's just, don't puff yourself up after, right?
Yeah.
Almost like a Stephen A move that he would for sure do in even the past.
That's the trouble with it, right? Is that anytime you go after him or mm-hmm. or something, he's just going to spin it into a story. He's going to make it a PR move for himself.
Yeah, so. And his he has his own podcast, right? So that's going to be a whole thing for
a
his,
whole thing, yeah. I mean, you know, in real life, with if you had this conversation with a real person, probably nothing happens. You know, no one's going to run and tell the media, but Stephen A is the media, so he's got to blow it up whether...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's got to, so...
And
kind of lame, but I guess it's his job.
Yeah, and it seems like the NBA players are backing up LeBron's side. Some of them some of them are even saying this is a long time coming.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony on Carmelo's podcast said that recently the other day. You know,
yeah.
Maybe they felt the same way.
Yeah.
Because Stephen A criticizes all of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
He gets away with a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
He gets away with a lot for someone who pretends to be in the NBA circle.
Yes. Yeah. And it's coming out now that he probably is not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of a weird situation, especially when they came out. Like, you just see LeBron, like almost squaring
dwarfing
up
him.
With
him. Yeah.
Yeah. Dwarfing him, exactly. But yeah, just a weird situation that I hope does not continue with Stephen A talking. But we'll see how that goes. Joker has overtaken SGA in the MVP poll for
On the NBA.com ladder.
Yeah, it's hard to keep him out, bro.
Man,
when he was a clear second, what did he do? He had a 30-20-20 game. I mean,
the first ever.
Right.
And
that's not a stat for Stump the Statty, okay?
No, that's maybe...
I'm going to use that in 5 years.
And I will know it. I don't know, man. The stuff he's doing on an individual level is unheard of.
Yeah.
He's on pace now to record or to average a triple-double for the season. Famously, Russ has done that, I think, at least twice.
Yeah.
And obviously Oscar Robertson, first one ever to do something like that. And I did kind of feel like after Russ won his MVP and he did it again, he averaged another triple-double. He didn't quite get the love that he should, because that's just ridiculous to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Jokic is getting that love, which is good. But this year, I mean, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's averaging 29 points per game, which is a career high. Almost 13 rebounds a game, 10.4 assists, which would be a career high, 1.8 steals per game, which is a career high, and then he's shooting 57% from the field. I didn't realize this. When he lost to Joel Embiid in the MVP race, which I did feel like at that time it was Embiid's turn,
yeah.
And I thought he deserved it. For that season, Jokic shot 63%.
Wow.
So, you know, I talk a lot, about how efficient Shea is, and I think he's taking harder shots, I feel, so I think that mm-hmm. efficiency is a little more impressive. But Jokic, man, I mean,
hard to call him out
you've never seen a guy do something like this on a team that's successful. I think that's usually you have, like, even the Russ's Thunder were not perennial championship contenders, mm-hmm. where Jokic has got that LeBron. I mean, the team is really good, but he's got that LeBron effect of like, oh, well, Jokic is going deep in the playoffs. Like, yeah. You just know he is. So, I don't know. I've been torn. That 30-20-20 game really made me like, ooh, maybe Joker is a four-time MVP.
Because
he's just, I don't know. It's amazing.
I'm not saying it happens, but I'm not a big fan of, let's not give it to Joker because he's going to have four, right? Let's give it to SG. I'm not saying it happens within the voting and stuff, right? And how they vote. But isn't that kind of how it's gone?
I think you can't...
Like, especially with the Kobe MVP stuff, right? It kind of went like that a little bit. I'm not saying they shunned him or whatever. I do think he deserved more than one. But...
The 06 season.
There is that, give it to this guy and then that guy, right? Why is... I don't...
Well, I mean, Kobe... So many people hated Kobe. In the media.
The media hated him
for sure. Kobe. maybe for a good reason, you know? Obviously, Kobe was a known asshole and didn't like to talk to the media for a lot of his career.
Mm-hmm. Also part of the Mamba character, I think, right?
Like, yeah, he was really in that at that time during his MVP years. But yeah, that I think if you look at the stats and that team that Kobe dragged deep into the playoffs in 06, he should have won MVP. I mean, 81 points in the season. That team had no business being in the playoffs without Kobe. So
even losing the series against the Suns, taking him that far is
getting to a game seven against the Suns.
Yes,
crazy.
Well deserving, Steve Nash. I think he averaged like 19 and 12, something like that, close to that season. They were the first or second seed, right? It was two and seven. I think there was 2-7.
Was it that? Maybe. With the Spurs, it might be, the first one seed?
Yeah, and but I don't know, right? I think with what Kobe had to endure that whole season, I think that should have went to him that year. So in terms of SGA, I mean,
I do think people do think about that, though. They think about...
It's a thing, right?
They think about the narrative of the season, kind of that I feel like that somewhat happened with Embiid. Again, he was well-deserving, but Joker was just doing crazy stuff, as he has been for the last 5 years. But I also think people are thinking, okay, if Jokic gets it, and it's his fourth. Mm-hmm. That puts him at more MVPs than Larry and Magic, you know, like pillars of the NBA.
Yeah.
Puts him on par with LeBron and Wilt, which LeBron is at putting up numbers like he did when he won his last MVP.
Mm-hmm. That's another topic for another day.
But and then from there, it's only Bill Russell and Jordan have five each, and Kareem has the most ever with six. So he's getting to that level, and to answer your question, I do think voters are thinking about this, like Joker's place in history, and like, should I hold him in the same reverence that I hold Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, or above them even. So I think people think about it, but I do think I don't envy them, man. I mean, this is shaping up to be a lot tougher than I thought it was gonna be.
Which is cool to see.
Yeah.
You want it to be hard, right?
I think if I had to pick, I'd probably change my mind from what I've said every other episode and pick Joker.
I'm flip-flopping too, bro.
It's ridiculous what he's doing.
Because this is a huge legacy thing, I think, for SGA. If he doesn't get it again, he doesn't have one in 2 years where that he could have, right? I mean, I'm not saying he should just because of legacy, but you won't see that on his resume later on, right? You know?
It's tough. I mean, he's averaging a league-high 32.8 per game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.8 steals, 52.5 from the field, 54 wins, West, the best in the West for the whole season. There's been no doubt that they're going to be the number one seed. They're going to finish with the number one seed. They just clinched the playoff spot.
First team, right? That's ridiculous.
Cleveland was the first
team. Oh, Cleveland, that's right. I forgot... OKC is crazy, but Cleveland is crazier.
Cleveland is acting crazier.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a fun MVP race, but I do not envy those voters.
No.
God, that's awful.
And don't ask us, even though we've given our opinion every episode.
Hey, if you hear my opinion, that wasn't me.
Julie, will the Cavs get to 70 wins?
I had you send me these hot topics earlier, and I was looking at this one, and I was like, that's pretty interesting. Because they're right now at 55 and 10.
Yes.
So 65 total games.
Got to win 15 out of what?
17.
Another question before you answer. Do you think they rest guys at the end so they don't get it?
If I was the GM or the coach... I would, and there was a chance. Let's say it's 5 games left, and you need 4 more wins or whatever, you go for that. That's history. Yeah, even if you don't win the championship,
I'm on that boat.
You need 70 wins. That would only be the third time ever.
Yeah.
So, yes, you go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you definitely go for it.
I think so too.
And they're approaching that. The schedule is, I mean. You, as of our recording right now, they were up like 15 against the Grizzlies, and I was looking at their schedule, and I was like, "That's kind of their
favorable."
their biggest opponent in the next stretch, besides the Clippers. Mm-hmm. They, because the next few games, it's Magic. They're at home against Orlando. Then they go on a 5-game road trip. So then they're in Inglewood against the Clippers. And then the next night, so a back-to-back, they're in Sacramento against the Kings. Then they go to Phoenix 2 days after that. And then 2 days after Phoenix, they're in Utah. And 2 days after that, they're in Portland.
Oh, wow. This is, I mean, they're not playing any.
They're playing weaker teams. They're playing weaker teams to end out their season. Really, the big ones are going to be the Clips. The Magic are good, but if the Cavs are worth their stuff, they should be able to beat them.
Yeah.
Clips, Knicks, and that's pretty much the only ones where it's like a bigger question mark. Obviously, again, anything can happen, but they're getting down to the wire.
15 out of 17 is a hard ask.
Yes.
Right? But if there was a team in the NBA this season that could do it, I think it's them.
They're on a, currently, as this game against the Grizzlies is in progress, a 15-game win streak, which is their second 15-game win streak of the season and their third of 10 or more. They had a 12-game win streak earlier as well. So they are not losing much.
I think they're a contender.
Maybe. They could be.
I'm gonna put them
I could
in
see
there.
It.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to get to 70?
I'm going to say no. I think okay. I can see them losing three times in the next 17. At least three times in the next 17 games.
My gut says I don't think they will. But I will be rooting for them to hit it. Because there is a better chance than most teams have ever. You know. So.
And if we're talking about it, they're for sure thinking about it. You know what I mean? Because they're like, okay, well,
because we're really important.
Yes.
But they're even more important than us. So, like, if we're talking about it,
yeah,
they definitely are talking about it.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Free advice.
Before we head over to some kickaronis, a little bit of a switch here, okay?
Socks.
Yes. Do you like socks?
I hate them.
Kind of random, but listen to how I tie this in here. You ready? Are you ready? Rory McIlroy got the PGA that had a practice round the other day. It's the Players Championship this weekend. A big out of the four championships in golf. He had his practice round on Tuesday. A college golfer yelled at him during a putt, after a putt, right? And said, because he missed a putt to make par or something during a practice round, and the guy yelled, just like 2011 Masters, and Rory came over and said, hey, can I see your phone? And he confiscated his phone and said, I'll give it back to you at the end of my round, at the ninth hole or something like that. Really weird. He also just came out and said, YouTube golf is not competitive and pure. I don't watch that. It's not my generation.
YouTube golf?
Yeah, because it's huge right now. Super huge. They even had a creator content classic, right, during the Players. Anyways, this is my point. Another guy. How does that make you feel in terms of, like, is he a little soft? I see it as like a Kevin Durant thing. He gets affected when people tweet to him something he doesn't like, right? Or should the fans be a little more respectful?
Probably both. Especially, you know, it's golf. This is not Happy Gilmore. You shouldn't be yelling.
A little more prestigious, right?
Yeah, it has that air about it. Shouldn't be yelling at the players.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, confiscating someone's phone is like, you're not his third grade teacher.
Right.
That's a kind of a weird move, but I think probably if you want to be like that guy, then you go over there and you'd be like, hey man, let's talk. Like, what are you yelling at me for? Make him put his money where his mouth is. You know, I think that shuts a lot of people down, especially if you're a celebrity.
Right,
like that shuts a lot of people down pretty quickly.
Right. I just brought up because I think of football, baseball, and basketball, and the crowds are very unruly sometimes. They'll say a lot of mean things. A lot of stuff is just, you know, in one ear, out the other. Sometimes you block it out.
Yeah.
So a comment like that, to me, I feel like if it were me, I don't know if I'd get affected or not. Why can't you just shut it out? But you're right. Golf is a different sport, right? Like the crowd is not known for yelling,
yeah,
obscenities, whatever stuff to the players. So in a way, I get it.
Yeah, in the other big four leagues, I think you have to like you have to just be able to cancel that out and push it out of your head. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna happen. I don't know anyone in my life that would do that, but obviously it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Players get heckled. So, yeah, you got to be able to, in the other leagues, you got to be able to get that out.
If I was yelling at you during a game, like in the league
during
or something.
During the podcast.
Is that an issue?
You suck. This podcast stinks.
This sounds good. This
I want to talk about socks. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a better way to handle it on his end for sure without looking like,
yeah,
you know, a punk, but...
I think you're right. Both ways, as a fan, don't be yelling weird stuff.
Don't be weird.
You know?
That's my general advice to all you kids out there. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. Be yourself weird.
Oh.
Party corner. Be weird. Stay weird, Portland.
Get freaky.
Yeah. What do you got out today, bro?
I broke out the Termies.
Termies.
The
Reds.
The classic Reds. Mm-hmm. These are like my rainy day pair. Okay. So it is a rainy day.
They're still in good shape.
Yeah, they're in really good shape. I haven't worn these in a while. I've been wearing my New Balance 480s to death. They're my daily driver right now.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
Decided to switch it up.
Yeah.
And you have on...
I have, you know, typical. You know what's funny, though, that I haven't told you? This is my second pair of these.
What?
I bought another pair.
Why?
The first pair I would wear to work, too.
You busted them up.
And they are... You worked at our job before, and that place ruins shoes.
Yes.
So I really, really like these, so I wanted another pair to kind of have, like, to keep fresher.
Yes,
right?
You should have, yes.
And I don't know... I don't do the two-pair thing a lot, because I... don't make $1 million, but in this case, I need.
It's the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't. I'm not hiding money from you.
Under the mattress?
No.
Well, they're fire. I'm glad you got another pair.
Well, thank you.
I'm not gonna lie. When I saw you wearing them at work, I would be like,
"What are you doing?
Are they okay?
Yeah.
Are you
taking
care of them?
New releases.
They are being released. Soon. New.
Yes.
Newly released or upcoming releases.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shoe, first to lead us in, that you've been excited about for a while. The Nike LeBron 21 Prime 93 colorway, or really just model. I mean, it's a LeBron 21, but there's lots of twists on it. Very cool twist.
So cool.
A big old strap on a LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, 2008?
Obviously, it's a, what's it called?
An homage.
An homage to the Diamond Turf 2.
Yes.
Mr. Deion Sanders.
Indeed.
The tongue says Primetime on it. I mean, come on, bro. That's so cool.
That's so sick.
I love that the LeBron flavor is very much intact with the silhouette, with the bottom.
Yeah.
Basketball shoe. There's not many shoes that I... like we'll get even if I don't hit on the raffle. I'm gonna get this.
You're going to get this.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't wait to see, and neither can you people. So make sure to follow us.
Mm-hmm. Cash App. Just kidding.
Yeah. No. These are super sick. Obviously, just to address the obvious here, mm-hmm. LeBron is not currently in his 21st model. He's in his 22nd.
Yeah.
But Deion Sanders. War 21, so I think probably almost that like is the tie-in.
Yeah, like a back and forth.
Yeah.
So, like, he's releasing 22s, wearing them, but this is a 21, obviously, because of that.
For the number.
Yes.
Yeah. So, makes good sense to me. I think I like the 21 a little better than the 22.
Yeah.
I really like the sole. It's got all those cool, intricate patterns on it. So, yeah, this is a dope model. This is a super cool, like, crossover. So, it's sick.
Speaking of crossover, the Diamond Turf was assembled to cater to Deion Sanders' ability to play baseball and football.
Mm.
So, crossover in sports, crossover in athletes, in the shoe. Super cool idea. We've spoken about how LeBron has created colorways with his silhouettes, with like Air Maxes, other Diamond Turfs,
Fruity seen, Pebbles.
Yes, the Fruity Pebbles. You've seen him collab with other shoes to go on his shoes. Great idea that I think that they've done. Yeah, I like the strap too, bro.
The strap is nice. Very bold, but I dig it a lot.
Again, and versatile. I feel like you can. This is a cool shoe to wear out and play basketball with.
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
when are these coming out? What info you got for us?
I got no exact date, but I have May 2025 this year for 180. My guess is that it'll be on the sneakers app.
One would think, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be a launch, a raffle, or if it's just going to be like a shoe that they have available.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure a lot of people want this.
Yeah.
Not too many LeBrons that are really, really coveted. This will probably be one.
This will be up there. Very cool. And then leading us into another very coveted release this May.
One for me. One for you.
One for me.
One for you.
The Jordan 1 High OG UNC
Reimagined. The closest of the Reimagined collection is this one and the Lost and Found pair.
Yes.
With the cracked material on the upper.
Cracked material is so sick.
See. It's super sick. But very durable. It's cracked, but it won't peel off or anything like that, which is insane how they did that.
Yeah.
Also part of the Reimagined is the midsole that is off-white, almost like to resemble
cream.
Yellowing. Yeah. Julian is a huge UNC guy, colorway guy. What do you think, bro?
These are nice.
Mango. I hate when he says that.
Jack in the box. No, these are super sick. I cannot wait for these.
This has to be a for sure, I think, for you, bro.
See, my only hesitation is that rumored to be releasing later in the summer is the Shattered Backboard Highs.
Both at the same time.
So money will be tight. But yeah, I would love to get my hands on these. I would wear these. They would be broken. I would wear them all the time.
As you should, bro.
Yes. I mean,
wonderful. I mean, versatile, obviously. But, I mean, of all the Jordan 1s, this has to be up there.
Yeah, no, this is super sick.
He obviously didn't wear it in North Carolina.
What?
No,
super, I mean, simple colorway. But like you said, the cracked material and the little touches that kind of make it aged. I really enjoy that. I think it's a really cool touch.
Comment down below, because Julian does like the Shattered Backboards as well. Which one should he go for?
We'll run a poll, too.
There you go. That's what we should do. Yeah. Which brings me to, which one would you rather have? If you had to choose one of the two.
Probably the Shattered Backboards. Cover drop? What? That's my thing.
Shattered Backboard, huh?
Yeah, I think probably Shattered Backboards.
Okay.
I will still probably go for these. I'm sure this will be a sneakers release.
Easily.
May, these are coming out May 10th, or that's the likely date, and then for 180, so it's like standard Jordan 1 price, Jordan 1 high price, probably through sneakers as well, I would imagine.
Yeah,
so,
easily.
I'm looking forward to this.
Expect resale value to go up very high on this pair, as much as the Shattered Backboard too.
Yes.
At least double, I would imagine. It's cool because Jordan is kind of releasing all these really top Jordan 1s as of late, which is Bread Toes, Lost and Founds, these Shattered Backboards, all coming out in less than a year. So
I know it's
kind of a crazy last 8 months or so.
Yeah, it's been a wild start to 25, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, again, a wonderful shoe. Last time that it came out was 2015.
Oh wow, 10 years ago.
Yes, there was a Eric Kostin version that came out. One of the first Jordan SBs as well.
Oh,
kind of cool,
okay.
Right? Because people, you know, with the expanding into the SB and Jordan world. What do you think of those?
I kind of in this. I'll put the picture up for you guys to see.
You got you guys.
Since these are lows, I mean, I get it for like skateboarding. I think I'd probably take the highs.
Mm-hmm.
Those look remarkably like my Carolina Blue Terminators. So, not that they're the same.
Why get both? Yeah.
But I do feel like I'd rather have the highs and, you know, shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. So, 10 years removed from the last release. So we need... The
people need it.
The shoe heads are getting healed by this release.
Healed.
Healed.
Like a shoe.
Very good. May, guys, keep an eye out.
May, summer's.
It may come out.
Day. And all right. Enough rhyming. Last up for new releases, we have the New Balance 990 V6 and Shohei Ohtani special.
Switching gears to another sport.
Yes.
You've heard of him, right?
Basketball. He's a.
Hey.
Shohei. Shohei.
Yeah. Shohei. Oh, Tani. Very fitting, I think, that he chose this silhouette. He's a very simple guy. Calm.
Down to earth.
Very nice, kind to everybody.
Just like these shoes.
Very dad shoe-like.
Yes.
Very dad-like.
Shohei Ohtani has dad shoe energy.
Yes, he... No, knock on him, but he does. Right? He really does. He's one of those... quiet assassins, you know what
yes.
I mean? But very in the trend now. I love the silhouette. The 990 V6 is awesome. The blue, green, and khaki is like a cool combo that I love. And just a great shoe, man.
Yeah, you said the colorway ties into a jersey of his, is that right?
We will also get that to you guys, but almost like spitting image of it, right?
Yeah, pretty much exact.
I think there's a little purple down there that they didn't add. There is a release date of March 15th, which is a couple days before this episode, and only at New Balance Japan and Atmos in Shibuya, in Shibuya, and also at Atmos in Sandagaya, Tokyo.
So even though this episode is coming out after these release, you can't be mad at us because you probably wouldn't be able to get them.
Not at all. Unless you're in Japan, you'll have a shot.
I mean,
you know what I mean? But not a big one. Not
let us know
one.
What the any of our potential Japanese listeners out there. Let us know what the shoe game's like in Japan. I'm curious. Are these hot? I mean, obviously Shohei and the Dodgers are hot. But,
yeah.
I wonder if this model is something that people that don't care for Shohei or the Dodgers would be interested in.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like the color blocking. Definitely dad shoe vibes. But obviously, like we've talked about a lot, this style of shoe is pretty popular.
And here to stay, it looks like.
Yeah. He also is... This is his first like lifestyle shoe release
yes.
with New Balance. And he's also... is accompanying a full apparel collection. So
yes.
he has some other pieces coming out as well. But again, Japan only. So... sorry, everybody.
Yeah, so...
Check StockX.
Kind of cool. A
couple thousand yen.
For sure. What's cool is that he does have his own logo with New Balance. It's on the insole, which is like a baseball player.
I have that.
Oh, cool. Perfect. Yeah, that's his logo. There is a second colorway that is not... To be determined if it's going to be coming out, which is that one right there.
FNAF action.
Again, we'll show that picture to you guys, get it to you on socials and stuff. Kind of crazy. He signed with New Balance 2 years ago. What a big signing for this company.
Yeah.
Like the face of baseball signed with you. You know, it's like getting Michael Jordan, right?
They were running nonstop ads during the World Series and also at the start of the NBA season. But, I mean, their athletic... group is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Shohei obviously I think would be the face of New Balance Athletics, but they have Jamal Murray.
Kawhi.
They have Kawhi. Mm-hmm. They have Kawhi. They have Cameron Brink.
Mm-hmm.
They have Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm.
And
who else is it? Shea.
Shea's Converse.
Oh, he's Converse, sorry. The basketball shoes look alike.
They have a really big tennis player. I can't think of her name right now.
Coco Gauff? No.
I don't know if it is...
a woman or a men's player?
I think it's a woman's player.
Let's see. I'm going to find it first.
Oh, it is Coco Gauff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that's another huge name in sports right now. So they've put together a nice little lineup.
That New Balance is crushing it. They're just killing it. They're
on top.
They don't need a push right now.
How do you like this logo?
I like the logo. It looks a little... You know what?
Could be anybody.
Yeah. And I don't know if you were around for this, but when I was in elementary, middle school, we had these athletic folders that we used for school.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And it has sports guys on it.
But it was just generic.
Yeah,
it was,
super generic yeah, guy.
Looks exactly with a, that's like that. Yeah.
That's where what I think of when I see
yes,
it.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of you will get what I'm saying. I had those folders. You know
in
what
case
I mean?
You just wanted to show off that you like sports, but not a specific player or team.
Or team.
Yeah. It's I'm a fan of baseball as a whole.
Like that, yes. That's a baseball player because it's just a guy, you know, and then maybe a guy like a volleyball or something. Super random. That's what it reminds me of. Really cool, but you know, different. Also different. Not
a little different from what we normally see.
Yeah, I wonder if they have like an SO type of logo come
on the way.
I mean,
that's what everyone else does. Yeah,
but we'll see. The Japan series will start tomorrow, Tuesday. The 18th at 3:10 a.m. LA time.
Set your alarms, everybody.
Uh-huh. Really weird. They're starting. This is the opener for them. They played two games there against the Cubs, only to come back, play three spring training games against the Angels. And then
what?
And then three home games.
For the start
of the regular season with the Tigers. Super weird.
Wow.
They did that. Yeah,
to
I don't
have
understand.
The season opener and then go
back to
preseason.
To practice.
Wow. That is so weird.
It's really random. I think, you know, it's cool that they got him out there, but maybe get the spring training games out the way, then do it just so it's more fluid. I don't know.
Yeah, just have them early, but have spring training be. I don't know. Yeah, that's.
Right.
Yeah, that's. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, but shout out to Shohei and our boys in Japan. Go get them.
The champs.
Yes.
But that is it for new releases, which I do believe means it's time to call the police and then let go of the police. We keep doing that and it keeps getting worse.
People are going to be like, that segment? I don't know the name of it.
I don't like it. I turn it off. Uh-huh. I like the rest of it. I skip that.
Okay, what do you got today, bro?
Cop or drop. I was inspired by one of your recent trades as well as a upcoming release.
Ooh, okay.
So we have, without further ado, the Nike SB, the Jordan 4 Nike SB Pine Green going up against the up-and-coming SB4 Navy colorway. If you guys have not been watching, EJ just recently acquired the Pine Greens.
Yeah.
Something that was high on your list. So those have come home, and I'm sure the Navies will also try to come home.
We've entered a few raffles already for the blue pair, the brother of the green pair. So let's pray.
Yes.
Bring
the family home.
Yes. Bring brother home.
Bring bro home.
The green pair. Okay. Again, Laker fan, but I don't like green because it reminds me of Celtics.
Okay.
But I am huge on green. Right now. It's really weird. It's so weird.
I hate green. But at the same time, is it great.
But man, is it such a cool color.
I love money.
You know? It's just, the green really pops. I love the suede at the toe only.
Yeah.
Right? The blue pair, I mean, wow. There's your Dodger shoe. You know what I mean?
Not quite Dodger blue, but...
A little darker.
You can make it work.
It'll work for sure. I've said it before, the most comfortable four that I own out of the four that I own, possibly because of the SB technology in it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have to go with the Pine Green. Just because the green is what I'm into right now. It's kind of weird.
I think the green pops a little more.
Yes.
It kind of, you know, with the gum sole accents that you can see,
mm-hmm.
I think those it's like a woodsy vibe, or like even kind of almost like a pool table.
Yeah.
I like it better. I think I'm gonna have to go with the Pine Greens as well.
But not a knock on this.
No, not at all.
Beautiful.
If they had done the, I mean, Red and Jordan just kind of go together, and if they had done the Red as a full release instead of just friends and family, this might have been a little more difficult. But yeah. The pine green, yeah, this pine green are super nice. I think it's kind of different for, especially like a classic Jordan. There's not a lot of green, like widely available green Jordans. So I think it's noteworthy. So I think that adds to it. But yeah, I'd go with the pine greens as well.
Same. You know what else that colorway reminds me of? It reminds me of like a sporty tennis match
type
of shoe, right? Like a Samba, a lot of Sambas with the greens and the gum soles and the browns, right?
This is the grass court, and then this, the whites represent all the players' outfits.
Yeah, yes, because I think of the white, all white, and then this pair, right? So, you know what
Fire.
I mean? Just kind of in the times right now,
yeah.
In the trend. So very cool. Thanks, bro. That was really
good. Yeah, this was a fun one. This is a good one. Thank you for copying and dropping.
I did both.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Thank you.
Good. That means it's time for the Heat that are on the feet on the NBA court.
On the NBA players.
Yes. Those are usually who's on the court.
Yes.
First up, we have an interesting pair, part of a new pack that Adidas has been teasing.
Ooh.
It is Damian Lillard in his Dame 9 Metamorphosis.
Yes.
They're doing a Metamorphosis pack.
Yeah.
And all the shoes have a green theme.
Thank you for answering that question for me. I was just going to ask you, before I got here, I saw a picture of Harden's new shoe, and it is also Metamorphosis. So is that part of the pack as well? I hadn't time to look at it.
I thought I linked it, but I did not.
What's up with Adidas and Metamorphosis right now? Tell us.
So, the pack is dropping on the 15th. It is I'll put a photo up for you guys as well. It's a dark green AE1, a low, it looks like. Mm-hmm. A kind of lighter green for the Harden 9. The Dame 9. What is that fourth shoe there?
Yeah, what is that? What player is that?
That AE1 is nice.
Wow.
Don issue 6 is the last shoe in the picture, but the fifth shoe, just there, Addy Zero.
Oh, okay.
So no player edition.
Okay.
So, and they're also doing the Adidas Exhibit Select.
There goes the green again.
Yeah. See? I don't think, that one wasn't in the photo, but, pretty crazy
cool pack.
I'm wondering, you know, Metamorphosis, I think of Caterpillar to Butterfly.
Yeah.
Caterpillars are, I feel like, often green. So maybe they'll do a follow-up, Metamorphosis 2, and maybe it'll be Butterfly colors. I don't know.
Is
you can kind of with a lot of different directions for that one.
Is it like a transformation from new player to veteran in the league type of thing? Or new part of their careers?
They're changing? Yeah, maybe. Let's see if I can find a...
That's interesting. I like
press
that.
Release.
I like that.
That AE1 in that dark green color, though, is nice.
That's not fair.
let's see. Representing a Hooper's journey from potential to polished greatness.
Uh-huh.
You were right on the money with that one.
I like that.
Cool. Super cool pack, I think.
I was in the boardroom with them.
Oh.
No, just kidding.
Mr. Adidas.
Alan Adidas.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What
do you like? What's before we get to Mr. Dame time, out of the five there, what do you like?
The Dawn issue 6 is cool.
Sick.
That's one of my favorite Adidas silhouettes right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta go with the AE1. I mean, come on, you know how I feel about
the ball.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
For it. I'll wear that to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Take me to dinner tonight.
Yeah. And also, topic for another episode, there's a leaks of the AE2.
Oh, I have not seen those. It's been a while. This is his second full season in the AE1s.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously it was a huge success.
And
so.
He loves them.
Yeah, I mean.
There's even a low.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah.
I think he mostly wears the low
and he
now
loves
too.
The low, yeah.
The high seems nicer, I feel, but they haven't really been releasing many high models anymore. It's been mostly low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the AE1 if I had to pick one, but the Dawn issue 6 is pretty darn nice.
Would you be surprised if I told you I really like the Harden?
Yes.
Really? Because I like it.
That does surprise me. I don't like this Harden model. Yeah. I really like the 8 a lot better than
that's
this
true.
One.
Yeah. Oh, we both did. Those are nice.
The 8s were pretty nice. Yeah. So that does surprise me.
What did Mr.
Lillard killed the Lakers? You can see Luka there in his Jordan 4, or his Jordan 4s, his Luka 4s.
Which will be coming out soon as well.
Yeah. Do you know if they're coming out in this colorway? The pink?
The Think Pink? Yeah. What I saw, I did see a picture of another colorway that is releasing first. So I think this might be just like a...
He wore
maybe later.
One colorway before this one for the first time he wore it. Mm-hmm. These dames are pretty nice too, but...
nice and chill. Not too crazy. I like it.
Here's a closer look at the dame on foot.
Oh, they're better like that. I like it like that.
Kind of AE vibes here with the mesh upper. For like most of the body, or not most, but like half of the body.
And there's also like another inner part. You see it? So there's this, and then there's another inner sock. Yeah. Awesome.
Very comfy. Yeah, Dame had a pretty good game against the Lakers on the 13th of March in Milwaukee. 126 the Bucks scored to the Lakers 106. 22 points for Dame, 6 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals.
Damn.
No blocks, no fouls, no turnovers on 6 of 14 shooting. Not the best shooting night, but otherwise pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Luka had 45, and the Lakers still lost by 20, which is crazy. And then Kevin Porter Jr. had 22 off the bench for the Bucks. So
I saw that game, and it was not pretty.
Not fun.
That third quarter is when they really pulled away, and it just wasn't good. And Lakers are injured, like we said.
So. Yeah.
In this case, are you choosing the sneaks or the stats?
I am choosing the sneaks. Stats are nice, but...
Yes.
Sneaks are a little better.
The sneaks are way better.
If you shoot it poorly, I am not going to be happy. next up, we have Cade Cunningham in a nice Nike GT Cut 3 PE.
Can we welcome Cade to the show? First time?
Thanks for joining us, Cade.
Thank you, Cade.
Thoughts?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Marcus?
This must have been a battle of the GT Cut PEs, because we know Jordan Poole has had some nice PEs in the cut as well. I think it's the cut, right?
Yeah. He loves that shoe. What's the deal with these guys here?
Well, this is Cade Cunningham.
He plays basketball.
He plays for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
This is a PE. Here's a closer look at them. They're kind of like, they got a lot going on. They got like a grid down here, polka dots in the back, Cade signature logo on the back there. Kind of an odd green double swoosh.
Random
thing
green there, but I like
on
it.
The tongue definitely stands out. I feel like this has got PJ Tucker written all over it. Like he's going to somehow steal these from Cade.
Get it. How do you feel about me taking out the polka dots? I can live without them, I think.
Yeah, it makes it, considering that the shoe is so vented already,
yes,
kind of is a lot of dot.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of an odd choice. Not terrible. Strawberry vibes, maybe?
Yes.
So, definitely an interesting, I think the last few Jordan Poole PEs we've talked about are maybe a little better than this, but he's definitely a catch your eye.
I like it. I love the red and black.
Classic.
Classic. I like the black, that black netting on the side there. Like I said, I'd probably take out the polka dots, but it doesn't bother me too much. Pretty shoe, and I like that it's almost looks like a nubuck or a suede, so it doesn't look like
something kind of
the creasing going on.
Yeah,
so the creasing in the front you probably won't see too much.
This was on March 11th against the Wizards in Detroit. The Pistons won 123 to 103. Their next game, 2 days later, they lost to the Wizards at home again. Not good for Detroit, who in our last episode we talked about is making a playoff push and doing a lot better than the past few seasons. So, Cade had 27 points in the win, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, a steal. No blocks, 3 turnovers, and 5 fouls on 11 of 23 shooting. And then for the Wizards, Bub Carrington, their rookie, who's doing pretty well, 15 points and 3 assists in 31 minutes off the bench. They got into a little scuffle, those teams, as well. Jordan Poole tried to take on Jalen Duren and then said, never mind.
No, you are a big human.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely an eye-catching PE from Cade. And, you know, he's got a signature logo, so maybe a signature shoe coming?
Yeah, dude. For sure. I would say maybe next season. A little too late to kind of have, like, a just do promotion on one now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely coming soon, especially with his logo. I like the shoe, man. GT Cut 3. You can't...
Top notch, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last up, we have Mr. 4000, Stephen Wardell Curry.
Mm-hmm.
In the, I think, a new release for him, the Curry 12. This is the shot that earned him 4000. Nice. So he was wide open.
Yeah.
Valanciunas trying to play catch up.
But, forgot he was on the Kings. What the heck?
I know. They have all the Lithuanian centers in the NBA.
That's true.
Here's a close-up of the shoe in this kind of icy blue colorway with this, I don't know, a magical snowscape in the midsole there.
Outer space.
Maybe outer space.
Maybe, yeah.
This is a nice model, man. Steph has had some nice models. I think, you know, Under Armour will never get their due.
They won't.
I mean, although we say that, but the Fox signature shoe, whew, those are nice.
Well, what's the name of the color of the shoe? Is it looks like almost like a mint.
It's got a minty thing. Let me see if they have it on...
it's a pretty shoe, man.
Under Armour Curry 12. Pisces. This is the Pisces colorway. I don't know enough about star charts to comment on that, but...
So this shoe is...
it tells you your horoscope.
Very feisty.
Oh,
it's,
feisty Pisces.
Feisty Pisces.
Just made that up.
Yeah.
What did
he have that game?
It was kind of a odd game to have such a big record for him stat-wise. Warriors did win 130-104, so it was a handy game for them up in... Were they in Sacramento? I think they were. No, they were at home. They were in San Francisco. Steph only had 11 points, 2 rebounds,
really?
5 assists. And 1 steal, 1 block, 2 turnovers, and 4 fouls on 4 of 9 from the field. So he really wasn't even shooting that much. He played 30 minutes, so he had his chances, but obviously they didn't really need him.
Other dudes were probably going...
Draymond Green, team high 23 points.
What?
So, you know, how about that?
That's insane.
DeMar also had a team high 23 points for the Kings, and... Third-year guard Keon Ellis for the Kings had 18 points on 7-12 shooting off the bench. So
yeah.
he's been improving steadily through his first few years in the NBA. So
he's good
someone
too.
To keep your eye on.
Him and Castle, I kind of put in the same boat.
All right.
Ellis and Castle kind of coming up the same way. Backup guys who could get a shot.
They're like a law firm. Ellis and Castle.
Ellis and Castle.
We'll fight for you.
That's right.
But that's it for new releases. That's all I got, or whatever section this is of the show. Heat on feet.
That was it for heat on feet.
Heat on feet.
And before we go, stump the statty daddy. Again, I was in my bag.
You were in your Trader Joe's bag.
It is a tote bag.
A mini tote.
That's right. Also, I got some info on that. 4 bags coming out soon.
Oh,
check it out.
Form a line.
I know a lot of you going.
Form
want
a line
that.
At 4 a.m.
I'm just saying. That's. I know. What the heck?
I'll Anyways. Be there.
I just wanted to say when I look up these stats, it is kind of insane because 50% of them are Wilt Chamberlain. Like,
yep, he has all the weird stats.
So I'm not gonna just keep using his name for this, but I did want to bring up one stat that he had because it was kind of crazy. He had a game, 78 points, 43 rebounds. That was just one of the ones I saw. 78 points, 43 rebounds.
Yeah.
What?
That's ridiculous.
But let's get to it. I think I've been doing pretty good of, you know, stumping you, but you've been getting them a lot too.
No, you stumped me pretty much on all of them last time.
Last time was pretty good. This time, I think you got a good shot.
I did
shot,
my homework.
But did you really?
No.
Oh. Anyways, okay, this gentleman had children also in the NBA.
LeBron James.
He played around in like the 60s, 70s.
Oh, wow. Rick Barry.
You got it.
Giving me too much.
He is, he had on, I didn't get the date, but he had one game, he had 64 points,
oof,
10 rebounds, 9 assists, and 5 steals.
Holy cow. What a game.
What
Rick Barry
a
was
game.
Insane.
The guy was a lot nicer than I think a lot of, yes, than a lot of people thought, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was nice.
He will torch you, yes.
Yes. This next one happened on March 3rd, 2021. I think this one you might get.
Okay.
Very beastly stat line also. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 13 assists, 10 steals for the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, in 2021, 4 rebounds.
13 assists, 16 points, 10 steals.
Victor Oladipo?
No.
Lance Stevenson?
No. He's still playing right now on that team.
On the Pacers?
Yes.
T.J. McConnell?
Yes.
T.J. McConnell is nice.
Dude, he is super nice.
He's legit.
And, like, annoying if you're not... He's not on your team.
He's so annoying.
He's that guy.
He is that guy, and he's good. 10 steals, though.
Right? Oof. Amazing. This last one, I'm, like, really proud of. I had searched really deep for this one, okay? 24 points.
Yes.
1 steal, 0 turnovers, 6 three-point attempts, all made, 9 for 9 from the field, 100% field goal percentage on November 6, 2019. Why is this significant? This stat line has only happened that one time.
I mean, yeah. Ever. That's like, that's very specific.
Doesn't seem like it would only happen once, but kind of crazy too.
I mean, 9 for 9 and 6 for 6 from downtown. Yeah, that's pretty specific.
Yes. So kind of hard to describe this player. He moved around a lot. He was on the Bucks, Blazers.
Thaddeus Young.
He had a game where, this might give it away, but he had a game where he had no stats in 20 minutes. And I don't want to say the next clue. That's going to give it away.
Is it a CJ?
No.
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 He's one of those guys.
CJ, he is one of those guys.
No stats.
Yeah.
What was this line again? 26 points?
24 points, 24 1 points. Steal.
1 steal.
0 turnovers, 9 for 9 from the field, 6 for 6 from 3.
Wes Matthews.
Oh, close. Well, sort of.
He played for the Bucks.
Get
the
Blazers. And yeah, that's true. Nice. He was also a Piston, I believe, and possibly some other teams. I'm trying to think. Forward, small forward.
Yeah. Al Farouk Aminu.
Oh, my God. No.
Rudy Fernandez.
Oh, no, he's great. I love Rudy Fernandez.
Rudy Fernandez is nice, but he can't shoot it like that.
No. Not 9 for 9.
No. I don't know. I think you got me on this one.
Mr. Tony Snell.
Ooh, I like me some Tony Snell.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My next quote was, clue was, he wanted to be on a team to get insurance.
Yeah. Yes. That didn't work. I don't think that worked out for him either, which sucks.
It's so sad. Yeah, no one picked him up.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a sad thing, but he has that.
Better than?
No one's ever done it. It's kind of cool.
That's you. That's your. That's you're the you. Only one. Wow, that is crazy that... You have your own stat line.
Yeah. Pretty dope.
Good one, dude.
But thanks for that.
Dang. Stump me again.
Just once. But I'm telling you, this guy's turning into...
do it with me.
The basketball encyclopedia.
Tony Snow.
Tony Snow. Dodger season is approaching. The March Madness is right around the corner. The unrivaled, I think, season is about to be over.
Approaching its end.
Yes. And we are getting very close to NBA basketball playoffs. I almost missed that one up.
We're almost close to NBA basketball. How close?
But lots of stuff coming up, guys, these next few weeks. WrestleMania is next month as well, which ooh. I could possibly be going with Mr. Jaycation.
Oh, shout out Jaycationers.
So, also, keep an eye out on our socials. We've got a couple of things coming out soon. And thank you for watching. And my your camera, camera said, forget you.
You're done. Yeah. You're done, Chief.
Catch you on the flippity floppity.
Wait, psych, can't point to that one.
I got all air.